This morning we're going to read from the Gospel in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. Hear these words. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for this child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." Would you pray with me? Good and gracious God, here in this space, breathe into us your spirit, we pray, that these words from my mouth and the meditations of my heart might be wholly acceptable to you and to find a home in the hearts of these, your beloved. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I can't remember where I heard these words, but they stuck to me. Preach the gospel, the good news, and if necessary, use words. I imagine Joseph as the strong, silent type figure. Humble, speaks very little, but when he does, wisdom pours out like a waterfall. Perhaps more important than his speaking power is his ability to listen. Not once, but multiple times, Joseph receives divine messages in dreams and responds to them with trust. Joseph's listening is not passive. It is courageous defiance, courageous discernment. We learn from Joseph how to protect the family. He protects Mary and Jesus not through violence or dominance, but by disrupting expectations, relocating his family, and resisting compliance with Herod's regime. Joseph becomes an asylum seeker, crossing borders for the sake of his child's safety, allowing the divine to reorder his life. Recently, I've been quite dismayed at the number of advertisements I've seen during NFL football games. Join ICE! Imagine being so corrupt in your mission that you have to recruit people from a platform that caters to the most violent. And friends, football, by the way, is violent. As much as I enjoy it, it's a violent sport. It is. It truly is. We can accept that, right? It's a violent sport. Okay. But imagine being so corrupt that that's your platform to recruit. And friends, our society loves it. Except when that violence leads to injuries that deplete one's favorite team down to his practice squad, of course. What dismays me, however, is the luring of toxic masculine types who are willing to do the work of abducting innocent people off the streets for a regime without questioning the authority. Less than 3% of people sent to the prison in El Salvador actually had a criminal record. There was no trial, no due process. Just pack them on a plane and send them out of the country. If your color isn't the right color, by the way, bye-bye. Are we listening like Joseph? Not to the point where we'd run and hide from an abusive regime, but to the point we'd be willing to protect our family, our extended family, the family every human being belongs to, God's family, the reason why you're here today to protect God's people. Are you willing to listen like Joseph listened? Can we listen how love listens, protects, and leads revelation to resistance? To guard what is sacred and often means saying no to an advertisement. Often means acting and speaking up when fear may run large. You heard it from Joseph himself. Act. Listen. These themes rise in our reading from Exodus, where the survival of Moses required midwives, mothers, and daughters to resist the Pharaoh's genocidal orders. In both Matthew and Exodus, divine presence is made known through the actions of those who refuse to comply with death-dealing systems. Herod and Pharaoh both seek to protect their power by targeting the most vulnerable, children. Yet in both stories, it is those without seats of power who become agents of salvation. Friends, Revelation is not located in the center of the empire. It is located in fugitives, dreams, and acts of radical care. Epiphany is a story of going home by another way, resisting the flow of a Christian nationalist empire, for example, and imagining a better world. That better world is embedded in Acts, much less so than the barking of would-be confessed Christians lying about how they are being persecuted. What a false rage that is. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted by it. Epiphany, rightly understood, invites us to name and resist these distortions. The message of Christ does not bless an empire any more than it blesses the winning football team. Besides, God likes hockey. Let's go, Red Wings. The message of Christ does not bless empire. It exposes and confronts it. In a world where ICE functions as a domestic army, tearing families apart, in incarcerating migrants, where genocide unfolds before our eyes in Gaza, and where children continue to suffer under the weight of power's greed, Epiphany's call is urgent. We must go home by another way. This is not a sentimental season. It is an invitation to see, to name where God is revealed, and to align ourselves like Joseph accordingly. In dreams, in stars, in unexpected arrivals, divine presence appears. And those who perceive it are invited into the work of protection, protest, and prophetic imagination. God, today, more than any other day, lead us home by another way, the way of Christ. Amen.